there's something kind of universal about texting. Everyone does it. Everyone kind of understands, oh, I can just text somebody a message.
And I think people, once they begin texting, don't realize how quickly they become addicted to texting.
It's an addiction, that's right. Texting is kind of the 21st century symbol for multitasking. I don't
Absolutely.
Know what it was in the 20th yeah. century. I mean, you can text and you can do a lot of other things at the same time, but driving?
Hi, this is Leslie Selner from Fairlawn, New Jersey, calling. I was driving on the New Jersey Turnpike today on my way back from vacation, and I witnessed a woman driving in the left lane at about 80 miles an hour, and she was texting. There shouldn't be an easier way to text. You shouldn't be texting while you're driving. It's too dangerous.
A lot of responses like that. Some listeners in engaging in this conversation, which we got started at thetakeaway.org, texted us with some suggestions. They didn't mention if they were driving. Quote, the market will solve this problem with heads-up displays and voice tools, wrote one listener. In a sense, it's really the story of how cup holders came to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, driving while drinking a Slurpee became a lot safer when designers came up with secure cup holders. So is there a cup holder fix for texting while driving? Writer Joel Johnson raised that question. He's editor-at-large at Gizmodo and on the line with us now. Good morning, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
So how did you raise this question, and what was the response?
Well, I raised it by writing an article that had basically said that I had done some texting while driving in the past and thought, hey, this was kind of stupid of me, and maybe there's a better way to do it. And when that article went up, I started getting tons of emails from people, some people in support, but definitely a lot of people going, you should die. You deserve to die. You're a menace to the roads, and you should go
wow.
away. So that's... Yeah, people definitely feel strongly.
And Susan Kachinkis, a freelance journalist who writes about connected car technology for Scientific American and Telematics Update. Good morning to you from Berkeley, California.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up. Is there a design solution for texting, do you think? Is a cup holder fix possible here?
Well, automakers are certainly working on this. They say that speech recognition will get a lot better. However, they're ignoring a lot of very solid research that shows that the distraction is not so much your eyes as your brain. They're saying, oh, you know, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and it's fine. In fact, it needs to be eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and brain on driving.
Oh, that's interesting. So, Joel Johnson, you know, part of what's controversial about your article in Gizmodo is that you posit that if people are doing it enough, it is the responsibility of drivers or of designers to come up with a solution that incorporates the assumption that people are going to be texting. But the reason that there are no cup holders in European cars is that people in Europe culturally think it's madness to do things like drink and drive, even a Slurpee, or text and drive. And so to even go down that road is forbidden. What do you say to that?
Well, they may not be insane. That might be the smartest way to rationally protect as many people on the road as possible. But, you know, in the United States, auto accidents are the leading cause of death for people, I think, under 34, 35, something like that. We clearly drive more and have built a culture around driving that's totally different than anywhere else in the rest of the world. So I'm not arguing that, well, it's just the sort of thing that we're going to do, so we should just plow ahead and do that. I'm saying phones are part of our lives. It's not just texting. I agree completely with Susan. It's advertisements on the road. It's other people in the car that we're having discussions with. All of these things that we've accepted as an okay distraction for a culture that spends as much time in our cars as we do, rather than demonizing this one thing and saying texting while driving we shouldn't definitely not do, I just think it makes a lot more sense to try to figure out a compromise and say what is the solution to do it. Unfortunately, the difference between and the space between saying we need the compromise or we need the technological solution and we here's what it is pretty far, although there's some steps being made.
Although, Joel, you wouldn't argue with the demonization of, say, drinking while driving.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. But at the same time, even though I don't think you should drink and drive, I know that obviously statistically lots of people still do it in the United States, even though we've made it illegal. So there's it's less an issue of It's an issue of freedom. We could save a lot more lives in this country if we had a breathalyzer in every car that you had to breathe into before your car would start up. But a lot of people wouldn't want to do that. There would be no leniency. There'd be no room for judgment. And maybe that'd be okay, but that's just not the society that we've chosen to build.
Well, there's also the natural selection strategy. Listen to this listener from New York.
Hey, this is David in New York City. Make a rule. If you're going to text while you're driving, you have to unbuckle your own seatbelt first.
So, Susan, will the road itself weed out the weak from the strong here?
Not fast enough. No, I'm just joking. But it's rather shocking to hear that that Joel thinks it's an issue of personal freedom that we should be allowed to be dumb because it's our right as Americans. Certainly, people still break the law, but laws definitely slow down bad behavior and reduce it to a great extent. And actually, the quality of distraction with texting is quite different from glancing at a roadside sign. I have had the opportunity to talk to the top researchers who work on this, and I asked them that same question, and evidently there's something about texting and even talking on a cell phone that is much different in the brain, way your brain has to work, than simply chatting with somebody or glancing to the side of the road. I think we definitely need legislation because it will slow down this behavior.
Is there something about the design of cars, the technology, that would force people to be more focused, that it would actually not occur to you to do things that would distract?
Interesting. Yeah, automakers are working. In fact, there's already equipment that, in effect, does provide a breathalyzer in the car, and you can't turn on the car if you're impaired. They're working on sensors that will sense if the driver's head goes down or to the side in some way, as though the driver were falling asleep, and alert the driver. So they're working on all this stuff for sure.
And does that make you feel better, Joel Johnson, the idea that technology would make people more alert and make them more conscious of their distractions?
It does. I mean, I think Susan and I actually agree more than we disagree, and I think that she's kind of making some of the same mistakes that a lot of my readers have made, which is that I'm not advocating that you should text while driving, and I'm not advocating that it's an American right. I'm just advocating, or I'm just trying to say that it's something that people are going to do, whether or not it's a practical decision. And rather than just counting on legislation to try to fix that problem, we should really try to fix the whole issue systemically.
Well, we've certainly raised the issue on our website and here on the program. Joel Johnson, editor-at-large for Gizmodo.com, raised the question on that website. And Susan Kachinkas, a freelance journalist who writes about connected car technology for Scientific American and Telematics Update. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Ingo writes on our Facebook page, anytime someone takes away from concentration in driving, it's a hazard. Now just saying, let's make it safer because everyone is doing it. I don't think so. You can do a text-to-speech system, but then you might as well be talking on the phone.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.